This is the second-year Greek class of the Baptist Bible Seminary and Baptist Bible Institute, sponsored by the Bible for Today. Dr. D.A. Wade is the director and teacher, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey, 08108. This is the third class in the second-year course. It's the spring semester, two semester hours each semester, fall and spring. We're in the spring semester, third class. It's February the 17th, 1983. We're in the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 19 through 48, and Dana and Maddie, grammar of the Greek New Testament, pages 197 to 205, paragraphs 181 through 184. The teacher, Dr. D.A. Waite, director, Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey.
Well, let's have a word of prayer as we open up our class tonight. Dear Lord, we're grateful for this opportunity again to listen to thy word as it speaks to our hearts. We pray for wisdom and guidance upon our students, upon the teacher, Lord, as we look at the Gospel of John, as we see these instructions on Greek grammar and Dana and Maddie. We thank thee for the privilege of being able to look in and see what thy word actually says in this language of Greek. Bless us and use us and guide us by thy Holy Spirit. Be with each one of our family members, of our various families, and may we glorify thy Son in all that we do and say in the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, let's turn then to John 11, 19, and taking right on through to 48, I believe it is. We'll listen to the Greek first, and then Ruth, if you want to start out, we'll go ahead with you.
John 11, 19. Kai poloi ekton iudaion, eleuthesan prospas peri marthan kai marian, hena paramitheson tai autas peri tu adolfu auton.
All right, you can read that too then, Ruth.
Kai poloi ekton iudaion, eleuthesan prospas.
Wait, try that one again then. Eleuthesan.
Eleuthesan.
All right, that's good.
Prostas peri marthan kai marian hina paramuthesontai. Autas peri tu adelphu auton.
Okay.
All right, and many of the Jews had come toward those around Martha and Mary, is that right?
Yes, I guess two, the ones who were around, yes, the ones, apparently they were female, Tas, right? Tas to be the female, the women understood around. Okay, go ahead.
In order that they should comfort her, them, is that her or them?
Should or might comfort them, see?
Them,
yeah,
Altas. Their brother.
Altas, you see, it would be Altane, wouldn't it be, if it was just one, right? Altane would be the feminine.
Yeah.
How does comfort them?
Yes.
Okay, very good. That would be verse 19. And let's see. 19. Eleuthesan is what they're.
I believe it's the pluperfect.
Pluperfect.
I don't know what the difference would be in the translation between perfect and pluperfect.
Well, perfect, in English at least, they have come, and of course, blue perfect would be, they had come. See, that's the only difference, if that's is maintained, the verkamaya. All right, paramuthesontai is what?
Is not this imperfect?
No, this is pluperfect, what they call pluperfect, which would be had come, instead of perfect, which would be have come. You know, at least that's in English. Now, the Greek, you have different meanings for that. But
do we have an English imperfect?
No, we don't have an imperfect. As we just have the past, the present, and the future.
So
then we have the present perfect, past perfect, and future perfect.
Mm-hmm. This is in Romanian.
Yeah. Right.
Imperfect, I think this is the pluperfect.
Yeah, I see. All right. And what is this one then, Ruth?
I think that's the aorist subjunctive.
That's right. Middle subjunctive of paramuthetlamai. All right, thetlamai. All right. I guess that's all right. Now this comfort.
Mythos. That has something to do with soft in the middle there.
Mythos.
Being softened with wine or something to
do with salt. With wine, see, that's right. If you look at chapter 2, you see, meth, that word meth is a word for drunkenness, you see. And this, that would be meth, wouldn't it be? This is primary. It comes from mythos, I believe, the myths and stories. Let me see. I'm just wondering if it does. I see. Para mythicians. To speak, to exercise a gentle influence by words, to soothe, comfort, console, to cheer, to exhort. So apparently, encouragement, para mython, cheering. Apparently, nothing to do with the other. I wonder why I was confused on chapter 2. See what that word is, that Greek word. When they were well drunk, you know, then and had drunk deeply, then they bring the new wine, the better wine. Where is that there? John 2, I believe. The one, maybe near the end. That's the wedding of Cana, that's the miraculous wine. Chapter 2, yeah. I'm just trying
to.
What verse is that then? 10. Oh, yeah, Methusthosi, yes, they're different completely. Okay, myth, you see. All right, I wonder if that paramytho is from mythos. You know, the idle tales, their words seem like idle tales, mythos, his word for myth. Mythoma, yes, mythoma. Is the mythoma in there?
No.
Nothing, okay. So anyway, you see, apparently sometimes people do console people with lies and myths, you see, to myth them up, you see. It'd be interesting to check that out, but apparently this analytical lexicon doesn't give it because it's not found in the scripture, I guess. Okay, we'll go on then to Bill. Would you take verse 20? Any other comments, questions on that? All right, but comfort certainly was needful, and they tried to comfort them concerning their brother.
John 11:20. Heun Martha hos ekousen hoti hoisus erchetai hypentesen auto.
All right.
Heun Martha hos ekousen hoti ha Jesus erchetai hypentesen auto.
Auto, okay.
Then Martha.
And that hey, Martha, probably the article of previous reference, see, the one that I just spoke about, the Martha just in the verse above, verse 19, Martha, you see. All right, go ahead.
Okay, is that who?
Well, this is as or when.
Okay.
As or when hosts. Depends on the context as, here. It would probably be as she heard or when she heard her.
Okay, heard that Jesus was coming
to meet. She met him.
Okay.
All right. Erkatai, we know from Erkamai, Hupantao, it is Hupantao. That's, what tense would that be, Bill? Do you have any idea there? If it's Hupantao, and you got Tesen, Tao, Tesen.
Perfect.
No? That would be your aorist.
Aorist, okay.
Because of the sigma, see, the first aorist. Sin, the sen on the end, tu pan tao. And the ein tao, the alpha of the root an tao, is heightened to the eta, the pain tesin. And ekathedzito, is that in 20?
I think it should be. I think we stopped early.
Okay, let's see.
Maria de
yeah.
Ento oiko ekathedzito. John.
Okay, go ahead, Bill.
But Mary in the house, is that something about down?
Or? From kathedzomai, to sit, to rest.
Yeah.
Rested or sat in the house for sitting. Okay, that is what tense? Ekathedzeta. From kathedzomai.
The imperfect?
That's right, it's imperfect. So he was sitting. Just a continuous sort of action, he was sitting. Any other comments, questions on 20? All right, Ruth, go ahead with 21, please.
And 11:21. Epen un he Martha prostan Yesun. Kuria e es hode ha adalfas mu ukan etet neke.
All right.
Then Martha said towards Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
All right. There's your contrary to fact condition probably. Ace, if you were here, if you had been here, he would not have died, but you weren't here. All right. The ace is what?
The ace is the... is it the imperfect of any?
Yes.
And this is,
no, that's the consecution of tenses is this way of doing it because of the type of condition that it is and the different four classes of condition. I believe this is the second, if I'm not mistaken, conditional clauses. Let's see if we can find conditional clauses in our Dan and Maddie. See the picture there. Purpose clauses, result clauses, necessitive clauses.
Contrary to fact, is that what it is?
Pardon me?
Is contrary to fact, did you say?
Yes, I think so. Let me see here. What?
289.
289, all right. Is that the second class condition? Contrary to fact? Yes. Apothesis is A and on in the apothesis. Contrary to fact, the present time has the imperfect tense in both apothesis and apothesis. A ain, you see, if this man were a prophet, he would know. Antis egenosken. Now, what do we have here in this one? Ace is your imperfect. And on etethneke.
Perfect.
Etethneke. Yes, that looks like from tithemi. Or no, yeah, tithemi. As teth, it would be the perfect. So, let's see what the next contrary to fact in pastime is the aorist or pluperfect in both cross and process. This apparently is a mixed one there, isn't it? With So this is a mixture. It doesn't give it here. Then you have mixtures like that in these contrary to facts and in the if clauses. So etethneke rather from tithemi. Rather from apothnesko, I should say. Well, wait a minute now. Apothnesko, yeah. To die, apothana. Just thnesko is the word itself, isn't it? So eteth thnesko. Yeah, that would be teth. That would be a perfect. With a kappa there gives a giveaway too. All right. Any other questions on that? If you had been here, my brother had not died. You find that Mary has a similar statement, only maybe just a slight change later on. Any other questions on 22? Which, of course, is true. If he'd been there, he would not have died. Well, he wouldn't have died even though he was absent, if he'd wanted him not to die. You know, by the remote control, there's no distance doesn't stop the Lord Jesus from healing, if it was his will. But was Mary right? Would he not have died if he had been right there on the spot?
He
still would have died because for the glory of God. That was the purpose of this miracle, wasn't it? To show the glory of God, the power of God. All right, go right ahead then, Joe, 24. Is it 24 or
22? 22,
excuse me.
John 11:22. Allah kainun, oida, hati hosa an aitese tantaon, dose soi hotheos.
But even now?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that?
Yes.
Okay. I.
Allah bat kai even and then new. But even now.
I hear. Is that
from oida? Is to know.
To know. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know that.
Hasa neuter, as many things as the hasa. Hasoi, hasa, this is the neuter, as many things as many, or whatever you see, whatsoever. On you might
raise up.
This I tell, which would be to ask.
Oh,
but
okay,
you might
okay.
Ask.
Ask God.
Do say from Dibami.
He gives. Okay,
which would be the future, see?
Yeah. He will give. Is it your?
To you.
To you.
Native. And Hafas.
To your God.
God will give to you. See?
Oh, okay.
All right. So, Aitese would be what? From Aiteo, but what tense would that be?
Future.
No, it wouldn't be because you got the subjunctive ending, see? There's no future subjunctive, so with the sigma, instead of future, it would be by aorist. Okay, the aorist subjunctive. And then dose, of course, would be future of didomi. Any other questions on that verse? All right. If not, Ruth, take the verse.
No, that is confusion.
That's what? Confusion?
Yeah, that is confusion. I think it is it's not the future, but dose is the future.
Yes, I will give. Yes, he will give it to thee. Dose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, 23.
John 11:23. Lei aute ho Jesus, anastasetai haravos vos su. John 11.
Okay.
Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again.
All right. Anastasetai is what, Bruce?
It's the future.
Mm-hmm. Anastemi, huh? Future middle of Anastemi, he shall rise again by himself, for himself, for his own, in his own benefit. All right, any questions on that one then? All right, Bill.
Number 24, Lege auto Martha, oida hati anastasetai ente anastasia ente escate hemera.
All right.
Martha says to him, I know that he shall either be raised up or will rise up
mm-hmm.
in the resurrection in the last day.
All right. It probably sort of rise up rather than be raised in the resurrection of the last day. Okay.
Will raise himself up.
I think this would be the middle. Let's see. It looks like anastasetai in verse 23. It's the same form.
Seems like it should be passive, but.
Yes, shall be raised up. But the future passive, though, has a special form, just like the aorist. Huh?
I think it's middle.
Yeah, because you see, you have the future passive has a theta sigma, theta eta sigma, just like the aorist passive has a theta eta. So this one here, now, if we were to look at our forms there in our analytical Greek lexicon, see if we can find the active voice passive. Well, here's passive voice page. XVII, which is 18, over 18. You see, the future passive is luthesomai. See, luthesomai. The theta, eta, sigma is your giveaway for the future passive. And the aorist passive is eluthes, eluthemensi. Theta, eta is your key for the aorist passive. So that's a special form. See? So whenever you have the future passive, that has a form of its own. So whenever you see the etai ending, that's got to be middle if it's future. Same is true of aorist. When you find those endings that look like they could be middle or passive, in other cases, in the aorist or in the future, it's always middle if it looks middle. It has to have a theta, eta, sigma if it's future passive, and a theta eta if it's aorist passive. See, that's a special form. Any other question on that? You notice theta is carried almost throughout the entire passive system. See there in the subjunctive, the imperative, the optative, the infinitive, and the participle. See the theta eta. So whenever you see the theta eta, except in the participles for the perfect, lelumenos is the same then as the middle participles, and also the third future, lelusomenos.
When they have dual, who's that referring to?
That's just two. That's just two. Now, where do we have that? Where do you see
under,
that?
In each block, they have it.
Oh,
singular,
yeah,
plural,
yeah.
And dual.
Helothetan, yes. Because they used to have just the, instead of the plural, they just had the form that just meant two. Two people will do this, not the three or more, but or one, but two. And I don't know why they preserved this. Apparently, some of the New Testament forms of the dual do exist, and they're just trying to prepare us to understand what those are.
But this does not. It's not in this.
In this thing here.
In this. This doesn't have.
Oh, the Greek. Well, there must be some forms that are dual. Otherwise, I wonder why they would include this here. I just don't know, unless they want to be complete as far as the Greek historically.
Was that just to...
We don't study the dual. I don't recall that we even studied it in our grammar last year. I don't even think he took it up. And I don't know that even Dana and Manny brings it up. I can look under the index and see under dual. Probably not. The A.T. Robertson's large grammar, of course, would discuss the dual in great length because that's just part of the history of the language. See. But apparently that's eliminated there. All right, where were we now? That's 23, was it?
I have a question, though.
Yes.
Regarding this verse, Mr. Camping, he is using the resurrection of the last day, that he is advocating to be a post-millennialist.
Post-millennialist, huh? Yes, he's off on that so much. There's progressive revelation in the scriptures, and when it says
no,
the last day here.
The last day.
Yes, to see the last day here, we have to realize what it says in the other parts of the New Testament, that the resurrections are in several phases. And one phase is the rapture of the church, which he does not agree as we agree with that. And after that, after the rapture of the church, there's the tribulation period. And then there'll be others that will be saved and taken at that time. And the last day is all the way from actually the crucifixion to the coming of the Lord. The rapture is called in the last days in scripture. First John talks about, you've heard it, it's the last day. Even now is the last day, and Antichrist will come. So we see that there are two resurrections. In John chapter 5 it says the resurrection of the just and the resurrection of the damned, the damnation. But we see later that those resurrections are separated by 1,000 years in between them. See, and there are two resurrections. One, and they're not a general resurrection. But people before the, oh, I guess 1800s or so, never saw that as clearly. But it seems in Paul's day they had it. They had this general judgment, this general resurrection. All the creeds of early Christendom have the general resurrection, the general judgment.
Greek Orthodox.
Greek Orthodox, the Apostles' Creed, the Lutherans, the Episcopalians, the Old Baptists, you know, and so on, up until a point in history when they had a premillennial eschatology, which showed that the Lord Jesus was going to come back and the rapture and then the tribulation, 7 years, and then the millennium. And the final resurrection of damnation in the Great White Throne Judgment at Revelation chapter 20 is only the lost. I saw the dead, small and great. See, only the ones who were lost, but the judgment seat of Christ in 2 Corinthians 5, 10, it's the believers. We shall receive that which is done in our body, and that we shall all appear at the judgment seat of Christ. So that's where he gets all mixed up on the last day, thinking that it has to be just one last day for everybody.
I'm talking about the general resurrection. The Greek Orthodox, they are based by that verse that the Lord will select the sheep from the goats.
Yes, which is not at all. Yes, that's the judgment of the nations. There are seven judgments or maybe even eight that are talked about in scriptures. And judgment of the nations is one, judgment of the believers is another, judgment of the believers' works is another, judgment at the cross of Calvary for the sins of the world of our Lord is another, judgment of angels is another, judgment of the lost is another. I don't know whether I got everybody, Israel, they get Israel. But there's seven or eight different judgments, and he doesn't distinguish them. All right, let's see. Next verse, I guess, is Ruth's turn. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll hasten right along to 23.
John 11:25.
25.
Eken aute ho Jesus ego emi he anastasis ka he zoe ho pisteron eis eme ka apospane sit pizzatai. John.
Okay.
Jesus said to her, I am myself the resurrection and the life. The one believing in me, though he should die, he will live.
Mm-hmm. And probably even though, or even if, you know, the con, the an, and the chi, sort of like the even, even if, mm-hmm. Even though he might die, he shall live. Okay? Jesus Christ, the resurrection of the life, and pisteon, of course, present participle pisteo, and apophane, that's what, Ruth?
Apophane.
That's right, the aorist subjunctive of apophanesco. Oh, he might die. Zesetai, of course,
future
of zao. Any other questions on that? The resurrection of life. The great, powerful, miraculous Savior. All right, 26. If no
one I'm 11:26. Kai pas hazon. Katisteron es emeth, u me apophane, eston iona, pisteuis tuta.
All right.
Does it start off with life? Looks like.
No, zesta, shall live, he shall live. But kai, starts out with kai. Kai pas, hazon. Oh, everyone who's living. Zon from zao, it's a participle, present participle.
Oh, okay.
Everyone living.
And believing in me, what's apophane?
Apophane, from apophanesco, to die. It's the aorist form, apophane, aorist subjunctive.
Everyone living and believing in me. Die not.
Yes, that very powerful, positive, shall not die, will not die, cannot die.
Is that in eternity?
Yes, or unto the age. In other words, forever, shall never die. See, not unto the age, up to the right end of the age, which would be their term in Greek for eternity, which would be forever. Shall not die forever. All right, we've taken those verbs there. Zone and piston, present participles, and apophane, from apophanesco, second aorist, subjunctive, active subjunctive. Zesetai, we've seen is, that's 25. Isn't it? All right, and pisteuis, of course, present. Any other questions or comments on 26? All right, 27.
John 11:27. Lege auto nai, kurie. Ego epistelka, hotisu e ha Christos, hapuyas tu theu, ha eston kosmon ekomenos.
All right, before we translate that, Ruth, just let me say, he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Of course, there is no separation from the Father and from the Son in death. We may die physically, our bodies may be separated from spirit and soul, but for us there is no death. He whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die, never be separated from the Father, the Heavenly Father, and never be cut off from everlasting life. You see, if we could die, we would lose the eternal life. See, in other words, we have an eternal life that is unending and never dying. See, that's what he's trying to teach. And even though we are living right now and we believe in him, we'll never die. We have eternal life, and that'll never cease. And that's on into eternity. Again, that's eternal security, too, isn't it?
Being like eternal separation, that kind of
dying. Yes,
yeah,
that kind of
die. Separation.
And also,
not the physical.
And then, see, that's so difficult to understand by men. Okay, pardon me, Ruth. Would you go ahead, please, end with that?
Be transformed from this life to other to the eternal life.
That's right. Or you have eternal life, but it'll be a different form of what you're enjoying that, isn't it? All right, Ruth, would you take 27 or 26?
27. She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world."
All right. And the pistelka, you rightly translated
perfect
with a kappa and the reduplication. All right. A, epsilon iota. That's right, second singular is the present of Amy. All right, so she had a testimony that he was the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong. Any other comments, questions on 27? All right, next book.
John 11:28. Chai tauta de pusa apelse, chai ephonise marian, ten alephain autes, lustra e pusa, har didaskalos paristi, chai phonese.
And this was a
tauta, and these
what is a pusa?
Oh, from apa, they said from apon, you know, apon apusa. It's a feminine, and it's looks like a participle there. Participle, yes, it is feminine of Lego. Apusa.
Second
heirs.
What's a pale thing?
Yeah, and these things having said, I guess it would be she, and it's feminine. These things, after she said these things, or when she said these things, or these things having spoken.
Okay. And what's a pale thing?
A pale thing from Aperchamai. Heirs. Aperchamai to go away.
After saying these things, she went away and.
At phonese, from phoneo, to call, to summon.
It summoned Martha, the. Brother, is it?
Adolphine is brother for masculine, but this is Tain Adolphine feminine. Ruth and I went over that last week there.
Okay.
As daughter and sister. Okay. I kept trying to get a brother out of it too one time, but it was feminine as
yeah,
the day was long.
That,
and that is the word for sister, that's right.
Okay.
Her sister.
Right, okay.
It's not in Greek language, the sister.
Pardon me?
The word for sister.
Pardon me?
Greek language is not the word for
sister. No,
just
the feminine of brothers. See, is sister.
The feminine of brothers.
Yeah, yeah. So apparently the word means siblings, and it's a male or female, you know, just the ones, the relatives are close connections, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Lata would be what?
I don't know.
Secretly, in secret, quietly.
Secretly said. The one teaching.
Yeah, having said that would be a partial heiress again. Ha didaskalos.
The one.
The teacher.
That's right. All right, the teacher.
Paremi, paresti, is here. Paremi, stands right here. Paresti, he has arrived.
Okay, he's arrived and calls. You?
Mm-hmm, Charles. All right, so we've gotten on to Apusa as the aorist participle, feminine participle, having said these things. And Apeltha is the aorist of Aperchamai. We've got that one. Ephonesen, the first aorist of Phoneo. Paristin, the present active of Paremi, Paremi. And Phone, present of Phoneo. All right, any other questions on that? 28. All right, Ruth, 29, please.
John 11:29. Ekene hos ekusen egeretai tahi kai erketai prosaton. John.
That one, when she heard, it's rising up quickly and is going towards him, or coming towards him.
All right. And that one would be feminine, so we could use the word she, or when she heard. rose up, we'd say, is rising, is all right, quickly, and it comes in. See, these more or less the historical present rose up and came to him. All right, so a geretai would be present, right? A geretai and erkamai, present also. And this is present middle, a geretai. She rose up herself under her own power, apparently, didn't have any need for wings or anything. Erchata is what, Ruth? Erchata. 29. Do we have that in there? Erchata. Oh, Erchata. Okay. Okay. The other text is Erchata, which is the imperfect, but this is Erchata, which is a regular present. Okay. Any questions on that? 29. All right. Bill? 30, please.
On 11:30. Upo de eleluthe ha Jesus. Estain komein, al ein ento topo, hapu hypletesen auto he martha.
All right.
What is upo?
Upo, not yet. Upo, not yet.
Okay.
Upo de. But.
But not yet. Jesus. Is he perfect?
Yes, Eleluthe.
What verb
from,
is it?
From Erchomai.
Erchomai, okay.
It's a funny.
Is that
perfect there? Had not come, you see.
Had not come, okay.
From Erchomai, had not come.
Had not come in the. That's not from cosmos, is it?
Don't call me into the city. That's the country, it's countryside or city.
Okay.
A region,
but was in the what is
in the place topo, topo topography.
Okay, in a place where Mary, Martha,
hupantao again, which would be the verb to meet hupantao.
Okay, met him.
Martha, and this is Hey Martha, which would be the probably the article previous reference. This is the Martha we talked about earlier in this context. Hey Martha, the Martha. All right. Is that the end, Bert?
Yes.
Okay. Eleluthe, and we said was the perfect.
Most unlikely looking. Word to be
the
perfect
of Erkamai. Yes, it is. It's just a special form that really is pluperfect technically instead of pluperfect because of the epsilon iota at the end. The A, Eleluthe. You'll notice if you take our analytical lexicon again and look at these forms back here, see if we can find the active voice on page XV 15, Roman number 15. I see the active voice, subjunctive, indicative. Just trying to see the true for the perfect. I guess they don't have a true perfect there. Passive voice. I wonder why. Strange. They have the perfect, true perfect, passive voice. Well, why don't they have? Have I missed it there? I don't see on page the active voice, regular omega. Oh, pluperfect's at the very bottom. See the very bottom of that page? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's Eleleucane. See? Notice the epsilon iota? Eleleucase, epsilon iota sigma, and Eleleucane, epsilon iota. Whereas the perfect, just above it, is Leluke in the third sigma. So the epsilon iota is the tip off that is pluperfect. Just that, plus there are other tip offs, but that's certainly one. Okay, so. Had come is probably how we'd translate that, that he had come. Where are we? Verse 30, is it?
30.
All right, and in that village, that and Ain, he was imperfect of Amy, and Hupentesen, the heirist of Hupantao, as we said before. Any other questions on 30?
Yes,
yes, Bill?
The parentheses.
All right.
These were added?
Yes, these were added later when they gave the verse divisions based upon the sense and so on.
Okay.
All right, anything else? All right, Ruth, would you take the next one, please?
John 11:31. hoi un judaioi hoi ontes met autes ente oikia, kai paramithumenoi autein, edontes tein marian, hote tacheos aneste, kai ex elthen, ecoluthesan aute, legontes, hote hupage, eisto mnemeon, hena clause ete.
That's a long one.
Then the Jews, the ones being with her in the house and comforting her, seeing Mary, that she quickly got up and went out, followed her, saying that she is going into the tomb in order that she should weep there.
All right. And on this present participle of Amy, we got paramuthumenoi, present middle of paramuthumai, then idontes, second aorist of horao, aneste, second aorist of anistemi, ex elthen, second aorist of ex erchomai, ecoluthesan is the aorist of akolutheo, to follow, doxantes, dokeo, first aorist also of hupage, present active of hupago, and clause, first aorist subjunctive of clio, to weep. I'm wondering if that word is used, wherefore comfort one another, with these words in 1 Thessalonians, I believe it might be, chapter 4, and verse, it would be, I think, 17, 18, along in there. Do we find that? 1 Thessalonians 4, it'd be 18.
Paracolete.
Okay, that'll be the word for comfort there. It's not this one here. Paracolete.
Colete.
Is that 18 or 17? Or
18.
Trying to find out where this is. Pantotet agathon. 4:18.
Hosta paracolete alleluus en tois.
Am I not turning a page here? What have I got?
Page 379 in this.
At the very bottom?
No, not the bottom.
Oh, I've got 518. That's why I can't see it. It certainly isn't there. All right, I was at the very bottom. Hosta, yes, parakaleta, of course, to encourage. You see, in that sense of comfort. But this paramutheo is a different one, parthaomai. All right, to comfort these people. All right, Ruth, let's see, I guess we finished on 31. That was a long one. Paramuthumenoi. All right, any other questions or comments on that? All right, if not, Bill, 32, please.
John, 11:32. Hei un Maria, hos elfen hapu pein haisus, edusa auton epesen eis tus podas autu, legusa auto curie, eis hode, book on apethene mu ha adolfos.
All right.
Then, therefore, Mary.
Then or when?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mary has. She came where Jesus was.
Oh, I see. In other words, it's then Mary, when she came to where Jesus was. Okay, go ahead.
What's Edusa?
From Adam and to see, having seen him, you see. Edusa from Adon, but it's feminine.
First of all, having seen him.
It's aorist, aorist of Harao, you see. Feminine singular parts. Well, go ahead.
What's
Epicen, Epicen?
Epicen.
From Pipto, aorist of Pipto, to fall down.
Fell down into the, is that place?
At the feet, that's the podos, his feet, like pedal, a
okay.
Foot pedal.
Fell down the pedestrian. Feet of him.
His feet, all right.
Saying to him, Lord, if
here's your contrary to fact condition.
Right. Something of
If you were here. Mm-hmm. If you were here, if you had been here.
My brother would not have died.
Would not have died. Apethemé is aorist. Ace is the imperfect. And Lego says the participle. And epicen is the aorist we've taken out. Idu says the aorist participle. Feminine aelfen is aorist. And ain is the imperfect. Now, the difference is what? Between verse 32, what Mary said and what Martha said. You see any differences in that Greek construction?
Martha said the perfect. It's et tethnake.
All right. Et tethnake. He would not have died. See, that's right. And here it's he would not die. He wouldn't have died. That's the only difference. One is the aorist, one is the perfect. And there is a distinction in that. I'm not sure exactly what the distinction would be, but...
Well, there isn't any distinction as far as Lazarus was concerned.
No, that's right, either way. It's possible that Mary was saying here, if you had been here, Lazarus would not have died in the first place. Not even have begun to die. See, the aorist, point action, punctilio. Mm-hmm. What Martha was getting at is, if you had been here, he would not have died in the past at that point in time when he did die, 4 days earlier, nor would he now, right now, continue in the present state of death that he's now in. See? Mm-hmm. In other words, if you'd been here, that's a continuing action, mm-hmm. whereas the aorist is that point action. I think that's the answer to the dilemma, or not dilemma, but the distinction between them. And Mary saw just that one, that death. He wouldn't have died, see? You could have prevented his death. Martha, he would not have died then, and he wouldn't be dead right now. You'd still, and I know that whatsoever you ask of God, he will give it to you. See, Martha had more faith in this instance than Mary, and I think, in a sense, because Mary wasn't even interested in the present condition, or wasn't even suggesting, Lord, I don't think, unless the next verse says something about it. Have I forgotten that? But Martha did mention that you're going to do something about it, or you can do something about it. She sort of is quiet. And Mary, usually, you think of the one that had the better part, who sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word, you see. But Martha was cumbered with serving. But in this instance, I think Martha said, you can still do something about it, Lord. But I don't get that from Mary. It's interesting between these two sisters.
She was very practical.
Martha?
Martha,
yes. Yes.
Getting something done.
That's right, because she is serving around the house. Probably did a lot of knitting, too, Ruth. And baking. Ruth's a tremendous baker and knitter. She knitted us some things for Christmas. Right, very elaborate. All right, go right ahead. I forget whose turn. Okay, go ahead, Ruth.
John 11:33. Jesus un hos eden autein kliuson kai tus sunelphontas aute judaius kliontas enebremesato to pneumati kai etaraxen helton. John.
All right.
Then Jesus, when he saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her weeping, another King James says groaned in spirit, but the book says something more like was angered or something more like.
He was angry.
In spirit and troubled himself.
Mm-hmm.
What is that word, Doctor?
Disturbed himself. You mean the epidermis? That's, I think, is a word for anger. The King James rendering there of it was groan. The spirit was very emotionally involved. And, of course, one of the strongest emotions is anger.
It isn't the same groaned as the spirit when it groans in Romans. I looked that up.
That's true. That is a different one. So this... groaning, you see, was yes, he was angry and troubled at the same time. Let me see what this N rumor says there. They, of course, maybe the King James translator did not wish the Lord to exhibit this human emotion of anger, but this was nothing sinful about this emotion. Just trying to see here. And
on the page 134.
With the mu.
M, the
Yes, and Brahma, from Brahma to snort and to be greatly fretted or agitated, to charge sternly or vehemently, to express indignation, to censor. So he was, you see, groaning. It's the snorting, the opening of the nostrils, like an animal would snort a horse, or, you know, make that noise, that whinny sort of thing. But obviously humans don't do that, but that's what this root means, apparently. I'm going to look. Bill, would you get that extreme right or left? This case would be, it's a left one. So it's extreme right. See that blue covered Liddell and Scott's Classical Greek Lexicon top, little top. There, you're right there, the left one. That's right. That should be starting with alpha. And let's look that up in the Classical Greek Lexicon. See, this is why this is a very elaborate.
He was just angered with her or upset with her and questioning that he may not have known about it or that it
was. Well, we're not sure. We're not
working out.
It's possible. We're not sure just exactly why. The M E N B R I M A O.
Anyway,
M-M-O.
It wasn't sadness, was it?
Pardon me? No, I don't think so at that time. M. Brimo. I don't know whether it was a lack of faith that he was indignant about.
It seems like they're crying,
you see. Maybe they didn't realize what he was going to do. They didn't believe he could do anything. Maybe it was their unbelief. You know, we're left to
maybe
surmise.
Maybe because of death coming, because of sin?
Yes, because of sin, and he really loved Lazarus, as we see, and they were very great friends, and he was, you know, I suppose, indignant because of the fact of death. You find it, Bill? Do you want me to help you out? Got it, okay. M. Brima, oh my.
Says to be deeply moved or admonished urgently rebuke.
Admonished urgently rebuke. Matthew.
Indignation.
Indignation. So that's a word there that's used that way in the middle or passive. Hesychius, active only in whatever that is, hesychius, and to snort in. To snort in. Hippos. Here's horses. See, hippos. And amphipterion, let's see, of horses. See, to snort in. Sort of like that. First, pigs do that. So it's not that humans do that, but this is of persons to be deeply moved. See, in other words, anguish. When pigs get upset, they snort a little too, don't they?
Under the same situation where Peter queried the Lord about Lord was explaining how he was going to have to die.
Yes, and this certainly will.
Lord got upset with Peter.
Yes, he did.
So I wonder if it's the same generally being upset or
yes, I would
questioning God. You know.
Yes, questioning the power of God and the purposes of God, both. That's right. So that would be it, Ruth.
Call him
groaned in spirit.
Satan.
Yes, that's right. Groaned in spirit, was upset in spirit, was indignant in spirit. He was very emotionally involved in this whole upset here and was troubled. All right, anything further on that one? All right, let's go. Bill, I guess it's yours.
1134. Kai epe fu tethekate auton. Legusin auto kurie erhu kai ide.
All right. And by the way, do we get those verbs? I guess embrima, bremesata is the aorist of embrimaomai. Kliontas is the passive participle of klio, present active, I should say, not passive, present active. And then sunelthontas is the second aorist of sunerchomai. Kliosan is present active of klio, it's a feminine participle, and so on. And at Tarax, then, is first heiress of Tarasso. All right, go right ahead, Bill, on 34.
Okay. And he said, where? Something him. But,
and he said, where
the word,
have they put him or laid him from Tithemi to placed him? See, where have they placed him or put him or laid him?
Okay.
He is the perfect of Tithymi. Where have they put or placed him? Legus in auto. They say, that's the third plural.
Okay, they say to him, Lord.
Erchu from Erchamai, imperative, present imperative.
Come.
Come.
And.
Ide, second aorist imperative of Horao.
Come and hear.
Horao, to see.
See.
Come and see.
All
right,
come and see.
All right, Ruth 36, please.
John 11:35.
Excuse me, 35.
Edakrisen ha Jesus.
Jesus wept.
All right.
That's an easy one.
Edakrisen, what tense is that?
The
aorist. Aorist of dakruo, dakruo, all right, because of the sigma. He wept. Just, he definitely was emotionally involved, and he loved the one who had died, and if he can weep at a funeral and he knew what he was going to do to resurrect him, I guess we can too, and it affects some of our loved ones, isn't that right? The passion of our Savior is there. Any other thoughts on that one? Shortest verse in the English Bible. I'm told it's not the shortest in the Greek Bible, however, because this long word, ekdakrisen, is something shorter than that. I think in 1 Thessalonians there's a shorter Greek verse in the New Testament, I should say. All right, next, please.
John 11:36. Elegon un hoi judaioi, ide pos ephile auton.
All right.
Therefore, the Jews were saying, we.
Ide. Ide from Adon, imperative.
See.
Mm-hmm. See or look? Either one?
See where?
No, post is how, see.
Okay.
Hapu is where, post is how.
See how.
Ephile.
I'm not sure.
Phileo.
Oh,
how he loved him. And this is imperfect, so how he was loving him, see. It's a continuous action that they've observed through these many years now, 3.5 years, he's been very close to Mary and Martha, went to Bethany, where they lived almost every night, and slept there with them many times, I think I would assume, although we're not sure. He crossed over that Kidron Valley, moved over the other side of the Mount of Olives, where Bethany is, and then back down to Jerusalem in the daytime. All right, so he was loving. See how he loved him. And Elegon, too, they were saying imperfect as well. Any questions on that further? All right, 37, please.
John 11:37. Tenes de exalton apon, uk edunato kutos, ha anoixas tus ophthalmus tu tiflu, poesai tenakai kutos, me apophane.
Is that the end of it? Yes, I think so.
But some of them said, it is true. Is it not true that this one is able who opened the eyes of the blind to do or to work that also this one
to make it so that to fix it up so that that idea
that this one should not have died
this one that he should not have died
should
all right
die,
should not die all right. Okay, that's the 37. A lot of different verbs in that. Apon, aorist, second aorist, lego, and dunato, as imperfect passive of dunamai. And of course, a dunato we'd have in our form. And was he not enabled to, was it not enabling to him, imperfect? Anoixas, first aorist participle of anoigo. Poesai, first aorist infinitive of poio. All right, but although there's no question about his power to be able to do this and to raise up Lazarus and to even have him so that he did not even die, is the power of God sufficient to to be the only consideration in whether or not this would take place? What other attribute? The will of God, see, in addition to the power of God. All right, 38. Bill, is it?
John 11:38. Jesus un palen embremomenos en helto erketai esto remeon einde speleon kai lithos epeketo epauto.
All right. Is that the end?
John.
Yeah, okay.
Therefore, then, Jesus again was anger or
was indignant or was
in himself coming into, is that the tomb?
Yes, coming in, into the or to coming to,
the, to. Yeah. I'm sure coming to the tomb.
That could be into it also.
But was,
you might say, Jesus again,
therefore Jesus
being very strongly emotionally involved in himself, or should say being indignant within himself, comes or came to the tomb or into the tomb, either one. All right?
It was.
Spelion.
What's that?
The cave. The spelunker is the spelunker. Mm-hmm. That's a word for cave.
But it was a cave.
All right, good.
But it was a cave?
It was a cave.
Yeah.
Or on the other hand, it was a cave.
And what's lithos?
A stone. Lithography.
Stone.
Epiketo. From came I to lie. Epiketo, lie upon. Stone.
Was lying upon him.
Or it.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's 39, was it? Or
38.
Okay. Epiketo, imperfect of epikemai, was lying upon it. Was a cave, and embrimomenos, a present middle participle of embrimaomai. All right. If we were to look and see on Bill, the left, Liddell and Scott's classical, not Liddell and Scott's, but the top left, the top row, top shelf, the left volume of that right, way over the left. Get the plastic thing from beneath, underneath. See, pull that little plastic thing, get that out. And then take from the top drawer that magnifying glass.
Okay.
See that little thing. Let me take a look at that if I can quickly. If we were to take a look and see the meaning of groan, you see, I think we would see probably some of that meaning of that was put in there, 1611, of emotional involvement there and so on. EFG. I think many times they have expressions that we don't, they're not the same as ours here, but they quite often tell the story and the time in which they're written. Groan, G-R-O-A-N, right? If I can find out where that is. G-R-O. A-N. I looked up something for man this morning on the Hebrew. I guess you typed that letter, didn't you, Ruth? That's interesting. G-R-O-A-N. Here it is right here. All right. This gives the historic, this Oxford English Dictionary gives the historic meanings in the time in which they were used. A groan, an act of groaning, a low vocal murmur emitted involuntarily under pressure of pain or distress, or produced involuntary simulation of an expression of strong disapprobation.
Mm.
A perfect, right on the nose, disapprobation as to what was happening, what was going on, the groan. See, now we have this strong motivation, strong feeling, censor, and all from the Greek end of it. But this English language that we have, this really more or less tells exactly what that thing is. And then they give illustrations in 1300 and 1325, 1375, you know, various things, 1581, 1592, Shakespeare, for example, Pitiful Groans, the Lamentable Shrikes, or Shrieks, I suppose we'd say now, 1625, and so on. So you give historical meanings as to how this was used down through. So, and then there's other many other things, but I just wanted to grasp that. To breathe with deep toned murmur, to utter a low, deep sound expressive of grief or pain. Well, you see, anger is so close to grief and pain and so on. To groan inwardly in oneself and spirit with the heart. That's similar to what within himself is in the Bible, 1611, John 11:38. Jesus, therefore, a very reference is given here for that. He deeply sighed and groaned inwardly and so on. So there's, without laboring, but this is what I like to keep right close with me. These two volumes there, plus the King James Version, plus the Greek or the Hebrew, whatever. See what all of them say, and then you see that that they're not so far off after all. Some of the things that they translate. All right, that was verse what? 39, 38.
I think it was 38.
All right, Ruth, would you take 39, please? Real hasten along.
I'm 11:39. Lege ho Jesus, ate ton lithon, lege auto he adelphe, tu tethne kotos, Martha, kunia, ede odze, tetartaios gar esti.
All right.
Jesus is saying, raise, lift the stone. The sister of the one who had died, Martha, says, Lord, already he stinks, for he is,
It is 4, and therefore there's 4 days understood, so there are already 4 days. All right, the arate, take away this one, aorist of airo, and tetelo ekotos, but this is a different form we have here. Tethne kotos is the one having died. It's the participle, perfect participle. Let's see, apothnesko. They have a completely different word in this other version. Odze, of course, is the present of odzo. We think we get the word ozone, which is quite smelling, sort of stuff. We get ozone when we burn plates down there in the old stencil maker machine in our basement. So they didn't want to raise, they didn't want to follow. They quibbled about obeying the Lord, didn't they? Because they knew what normally took place in 4 days after a body had died, there would be decay in order. All right, Bill, would you take the next one, please?
John 11:40. Lege aute ho Jesus, uke ponsoi, hote ean pistelses, opse ten doxan to theu.
All right.
Jesus said to her, he said,
well, this is a pun which is the first person singular probably. It can be third plural, but probably this first singular.
Okay. I said, I did not say.
No, did I not say? It's a question. Expecting the answer what? French, yes, is what?
Yes, I'm trying to think real quick.
We.
Oui.
O-U-I.
Okay, that's right.
That's Ruth's memory,
yes. That's right. He goes for a W. That's what throws me off. Because I don't know how
to. Oui. Oh, yeah. O-U-I. Yeah. O-U-I. That's how you spell it.
I know we, oui, but it's her. Okay.
We. Oui. Okay.
Okay, so then you would say, it is.
It's true, isn't it, that I said to you.
Right. Mm-hmm. I said to you that. If you believe,
this is first aorist after subjunctive. If you might believe, Christel, all right.
I believe.
Upsay.
What is that? I forgot.
That's the future of horao, to see.
Okay.
Future middle indicative. You would see for yourself. See the future middle. See of horao.
The glory of God.
The glory of God. Okay. Any question on that? All right, next one, please, Ruth.
John 11:41. Eran un ton lithon, hu ein ha tethekos himenos, hoda Jesus ere tus aftalus ano ka epe pater eucharisto soi hoti ekusas mu.
All right, is that it?
John?
Yeah, that's it.
Then they raised the stone where the one who had died was lying. Is that how that's?
Yeah, the one
was lying.
Who had died? Yeah, the one who died was lying. Right, and the ein kemenos is a sort of a periphrastic participle, they call it. The verb to be plus participle.
But Jesus raised his eyes upward and said, Father, I thank you that you heard me.
All right, that's the end of that. And that was 41, wasn't it? And Aaron, first heiress to Pyro, to lift, to raise, and Aaron, first heiress to also. Epen is heiress to Lego, Eucharisto, I thank you, present of Eucharisteo, Eucharisteo. And in fact, the Greek, even modern Greek, Eucharisto is thank you, even today, Eucharisto. They call it Epharisto, they have an F in there, the Ypsilon. And Ekousas, second singular, first heiress active of Akul, that thou heardest me, that thou didst hear me. All right, that you heard me. Now the verse 42. And he rebuked them, did he not, by saying, did not I say that if you just believe, you'd see the glory of God? They rebuked him, and then he prayed to the Father. All right, next one, please.
11:42. Ego de eden hoti ton tote mu acuis. Alla dia ton ochlon ton periestota epon hina pisteusosin hoti su me apestelas.
What is eden?
New, from oida. It's the true perfect of oida. And it's translated like a past tense because oida is already perfect, but we use it like present. True perfect to be when he had known her.
Okay. But I knew that all, is that all?
Pantote. Always. See, tote is time. Pan tote. Always.
Okay. Always you hear me. But through the crowd.
But because of. See, dia with the accusative is because of, on account of the crowd, because of the crowd.
Because of the crowd.
Periestota, perfect active principle, periestemi, which was standing around. See.
So it would be the crowd, the standing around crowd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Said, in order that you.
That they might believe. Pistelsos in the third plural.
Okay. They might believe that I.
That you, she.
You.
Apostela, second singular of aorist of apostello. Aorist.
That's right.
Apostello, to send.
Send, okay.
As an apostle.
Did you send me?
That you sent me, all right. So we got those of Kuis. 18, pluperfect of Oida. Kuis, the president of Aku, periestota. Perfect active participle peristemi, pistelsus in, aorist subjunctive pistel, apestelas, aorist of apostel. Any other thoughts on 42? All right, 43, please.
John 11:43. Kai tauta epon, phone megale ekraugase, lazare, deuro, exo.
All right.
Having said these things, he cried out with a great voice, Lazarus, hither out.
Hither out, no, that's right. You're come out. Come hither, come out. Out, hither, out here, get out here, imply. So, that was 41, wasn't it?
43.
43, all right. Eklaugasen is first heiress of Raugadzo, and Deora. See if that, it's an adverb as I recall, but let's see if it has any verbal significance to it there. Deora. I think it's just an adverb. Find it there?
88.
All right, what do we got?
It's
an
adverb.
Yeah, it is an adverb. Just here. Hither, here. All right, it's not part of the verb then of any kind. Just hither, out, here, out here. Implying get out here, come forth, or that certainly is a sense of it. Any other questions on or comment? Next verse, please, then, Bill.
John 11:44. Kai exelsen ha tesnekos, dedomenos tus podos kai tas heras keriais, kai he opsis autu spudario peri edebeta. Ge autois hoisus, lusate auton, kai afete hupagin, John.
All right.
What is tethinkos?
One who, having died from thanesco, apothanesco, to die.
Okay. The one having, and the one having died came out.
Tedemenos from that ought to bind.
Binding.
Having been bound.
Having been bound.
Or I guess really being bound, I guess. Well, no, having been bound. It's perfect passive participle. Of that ought to bind.
Having been bound of the feet.
Mm-hmm.
And
his feet.
Hands.
Hands.
What is the ice?
Pardon me? With the grave clothes, it's a drapery, the shrouds that they were.
Okay, and the
opposite his face.
Okay, and his face.
That's Spudario, his handkerchief. He locked it with a handkerchief.
Perideto.
From Deo again.
Okay.
Perideto, bound around.
Okay.
About his face. So.
All right. Jesus says to them,
"Lusata," from luo, to loose.
Okay. Loose him. And
afete, from afiemi, to let go, to send away.
Okay. And what's
hupagin? Hupagin is to go away, and af eme is to permit or to allow. So it's allow him to go away.
Understood.
Allow him to leave. All right, that was verse 44. Exelthen is second aorist of exerchomai. Tethnekos, perfect participle of nesko. Tedemenos, perfect passive of deo. Peri edetita is pluperfect passive of peri deo, and pluperfect passive, the one having had been bound around. See, having been bound around is a passive, and pluperfect of it. And then lusata is the first aorist imperative of luo, lusa, loosen, once for all. Afete is second aorist of afiemi, to allow, to permit, to send away, actually. Hupagin is present active infinitive of hupago. So, afiemi is to let or to allow, and it also means to go away, to send away, see, both of those things. All right, to suffer, the little children, the common to me, to suffer, to permit, I believe is this word, if I'm not mistaken. It's also the word for forgiveness, afiemi, the sending away, the forgiveness, that's fine. All right, any questions further on 44?
Just one question. Yeah. With the burying in the tomb, when did that practice stop and they go into graves, do you know?
Well, I think they went in there all the way along. If they had richness enough to do so, I think. Mm-hmm. And the Jews today, a lot of them bury above ground. Now, they used to bury below ground just about all the time from our a trip there to Palestine, at least what the guide said, and they used to bury feet downward, head upstanding, I guess ready, waiting for the resurrection. But they don't do that anymore. And a lot of them are above ground. But this apparently was a cave, and it was a rock-hewn cave, and it was a rich man, Joseph of Arimathea's. Well, not this cave, you know, this cave wasn't, but the Lord's cave, I should say. Well-to-do, because it was hollowed out of solid rock, in his case, and that was expensive to get to, you know, chip that out of a big rock and go in there. But this one here, I don't have any historical thing.
General way of doing it, or the exception?
Well, I don't really know on that either. On the New Testament, we've got this one and we've got the Lord's, and they're both caves. But you have the burial of the widow of Nain's daughter, widow of Nain, rather, the widow, and then the Jairus' daughter, widow of Nain's son, it was, Jairus' daughter. See, those two others. And apparently those were going to a regular funeral and a regular burial that would be interment. But this one here, Lazarus, the older man, maybe for the purposes of the Lord's miracle, it would be easier to observe if it were this way, rather than to come up out of the earth and having to excavate and so on. See, I mean, that could be the reason why this was a cave. But it was still considered, I guess, underground, because the stone is there. You seal it off, and it's a place where you respectfully put your dead. In fact, in the cave of Machpelah with Abraham, all of his burial, his wife Sarah, and of Isaac and Jacob, all that family plot. It was an acceptable way to bury. It was still burial. It wasn't cremation or anything like that. But I don't really know, Bill, when that stopped or started, as the case may be. But maybe Ruth can look that up for us in some encyclopedia. She may have. Yes, that word aphime, and to suffer, to let, to forbid not, see Matthew 15:14. And that's that word, so permit, even though it means to send away, to dismiss, to suffer, to depart, to allow to depart. See, but this could be also permit. So in this case, both verbs mean to go, but in this case it means to allow, permit him to go, Lazarus. All right, 45.
11:45. Poloi un ekton iodaion hoi elfontes prostein marian kai theasamenoi ha epoisen ha Jesus epistelsan esauton.
All right.
Then many of the Jews, the ones having come, who came with Mary and beholding the things.
Is it with Mary or to Mary? I don't know. With Mary. Prostantheon.
Well, it did come to Mary.
With Mary. All right, I'm not sure.
But did it come with Mary to the tomb? Is that it?
Yeah, I
they
just...
They followed her on the...
Let me just take pros with the accusative. I've forgotten on that. Anybody have our prepositions? Here we are.
Isn't that the word was with God?
Yes, with God. That's right. So with Mary. It is with. It's all right. I just want to check.
Yes.
Root meaning near, facing, toward, composition. Beside, with a locative, to or toward, with the accuser, yeah, to or toward, see, with the accuser, to him, toward him, beside also, so it's beside, it could be or with, yeah, with is all accuser, it's all in there, yeah, so it's not necessarily to toward. So it's context that would determine, so whatever, with or I guess is all right. All right, go ahead.
And beholding that, the things that Jesus did, believed in him.
All right, 45. Elfontes, aorist participle, averchomai, theosamenoi, aorist middle of theaomai, let's see, theosamenoi, yes. And theaomai, seeing for themselves, apparently, and beholding, that middle sense of it. And epoisen, aorist of poieo, and epistelsan, aorist of pistelo. All right, any question further than 46? All right, 47.
John 11:46. Tenestes 46, ex auton, apelton prostus pharisaius, kai epon autois, ha epoisen ho Jesus.
That's 47, isn't it? I made a mistake in that reference.
That's 46.
Is that 46?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have I?
John.
Okay, all right.
But many of them came out to the Pharisees.
Or went away, see, apaleton, left and went away to the Pharisees. In this case, instead of with the Pharisees, it would be to the Pharisees, right? Pros. Tus.
Okay, to the Pharisees, and said to them,
or told to them, ha epoisen, the things which.
Things which, what was poel?
Poel, to do, to make. Poel.
Terrible, okay, but I can't remember. Okay. And said, and Jesus.
The things which Jesus said or did. The things that he did.
Okay.
The ha epoisen ha Jesus is up in the other line too, is in 45. That's why I thought it was the same first. All right, so that is 46. That's correct. Apelthon, the second heiress of Aperchamai, and Apon Lego, from Lego, they say, the heiress of Lego. Epoisen, of course, is the heiress also of Poyo. All right, any questions on 46? Comments? All right, Ruth, 47.
11:47. Sun egagon un hoi archihieres, kai hoi farisaioi, sun edrian, kai elegon pi poiumen, hoti hutos, ho anthropos, pola semea poie.
All right.
Then the high priest and the Pharisees gathered together in council, was that?
Mm-hmm. A council or a Sanhedrin or a council. Mm-hmm.
And they were saying, what are we doing?
By the way, that soon is with, and Dedrian comes from Dedramus, to run. I think it's a word for running with, so a gathering together of people. I think so, like the and Andromeda. Dromeda, remember the dromedaries? The dromeda, the D, that's the running, the races. All right, go ahead.
Because this man is doing many signs.
All right, signs and miracles. And that was 47. Sunegagon, second heiress of Sunago. Elegon, imperfect of Lego, and Poyumen, present of Poyao, Poye, present of Poyao. All right, so they got together a council, want to see what they can do to get rid of it. All right, any other comments on that or questions? All right, Bill 48, please, our final verse.
John 11:48. Ean afomen auton huto pontes pistosusin es auton, kai eleusontai hoi romaioi, kai arusin. Himon, kai ton topon, kai ton ethnos.
All right.
What's
afomen? Afomen from afiemi, again, this word for to permit or to allow,
okay,
or to send away or to forgive, but in this case, I think permit or to allow.
We allow him.
Huto, thus.
Thus.
Or so.
Paul.
And that word afomen is to permit and therefore to leave, to allow, to let him alone, see, to just let it go on its own.
All the ones that will believe.
No, shall. It's not the participle. Pistelstusen is the third plural, Bill, a regular future of pistelo.
Okay.
All will believe, see.
All will believe in him, and
the Romans.
No, I'm up at Alusantai.
Yeah, but I was getting the subject first before the verb. See. And Alusantai is that one from Erchamai, which is the future of Erchamai. Elelefuntai, Elelefuntai was perfect, but this is the future. Elelefuntai.
The Romans will come. And
Arusin, future of Airo, to take away.
Take away. Them.
Hemon, be us.
Us.
Or our, it's ton topon auto, hemon, our topon from topography, our place. Kai, Tonga,
our place, and the nation?
Yeah, the nation. And that is our nation. They put the R of us, the place, and of us, the nation. See, to cover both of them, our place and our nation. All right, that would be 48. Afomen, second aorist subjunctive of afime, pistelsosin, future of pistel, and elefsontai, future of erkama, and arusin, future of airo. Any questions further on 48? Okay, let's take a look at Dana and Maddie. We have 4 minutes before we're scheduled to close, but we started about 7 minutes late, so we may still have our 10 minutes for Dana and Maddie. And just a quick, brief analysis. I think tonight we're 197. Is that correct? 197. Special uses of the aorist. We've taken the regular uses of the aorist and pages. By the way, Bill, I got your two tapes for you.
Oh, great.
And before I forget it, I thought maybe you could return this to your church, because I don't know if we would need it any longer, at least not this particular year session. I thought it might be something they could use. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for us, will you?
Sure.
Regular uses, of course, constative aorist, ingressive, and culminative aorist. Now, the special uses of the aorist, there are three also. The gnomic aorist, which is a generally accepted fact or truth, a fixed certainty, an axiom, an axiomatic thing, a general present in English, we say, in this is my Father glorified, and doxaste, he is glorified, he has a general rule. It really was, or has been, or you know, was glorified, but is glorified in the present type of sense with the gnomic aorist. Any questions on that one there? All right, the gnomic aorist at the bottom of the page, hamartan, as a gnomic aorist, construe the passage as a general rule, all sin and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23, possible. Clerk case, of course, top of 198, Dana and Maddie, as Galatians 5:24. And those who are Christ crucify the flesh. Then the epistolary aorist is the aorist which is from the reader's viewpoint. For instance, in Philippians 2:28, spudiateros un epemsa auton. It's I sent him to you, but it's I am sending him to you from the standpoint of the reader as he reads it. I'm sending him to you, but he says I sent him to you. So it's aorist, but yet it's in the sense of I am sending in the present. That's called epistolary aorist. Occurs in many languages. And then the third is the dramatic aorist. It's a present reality with a certitude of a past event. The emphasis is the key idea. Emphasis, for instance, nun edoxaste, now is the Son of Man glorified. Now is, the emphatic is, he was glorified already. But it's so much like a regular past event, it's he is right now glorified. He's already past achievement, past factor emphasis. Present reality, the certitude of past event, is the dramatic errors. Any questions on these different errors? Now, 199, notice paragraph 3, the difference between the present infinitive and the aorist infinitive. I thought that was interesting. Pistelsai is aorist, to exercise faith on a given occasion. Pistelain, which is present infinitive, to be a believer, continuously. Dulelsai, to render a service, that's aorist, once for all. But dulewain, present participle, present infinitive, to be a slave, continuous action. Hamartain, to commit a sin, that's aorist, once for all. Hamartanain, that's the present, to be a sinner, that's continuous. So these are different distinctions in the participle. Any questions further on that or comments? All right, then the perfect tense, page 200. It's a complete action. The significance is the progress of an act or state to a point of culmination and an existence of a finished result. That's what the perfect tense, culminating in a finished result. It's a finished product. It looks at both ends of the action, as Gildersleeve says. It's graphically represented by the line, the dot, and the line. Durative, punctiliar, and durative. And so we have a blending of the English simple past sometimes with the present perfect. Various translations are used with the perfect. It's not a cut and dry thing. It's easy with our English to confuse Greek aorist and the perfect. He says, it's true that the line between the Aorist and the Periphery is not always easy to draw, yet it's very necessary. And so there are different translations that best suit the context. Second paragraph there, the page 201, we should certainly, in fairness, take it for granted that the New Testament writer intended the differentiation of meaning which is represented in this distinction we saw tonight. Martha using the perfect and Mary using the aorist. There's a distinction, and we're trying to see if it's the Word of God and the words mean something, as they do, every word, every tense, we try to find out what that is. And the reason for the confusion, the third paragraph there, in the fine print, the confusion of the Greek perfect and aorist by the English student is that these tenses in Greek are not coextensive in their use with the corresponding English tenses. We have, that is, they don't cover point for point the same as our English tenses. In other words, we have in the past three tenses in English. We have the present perfect, I have been, or I have done, the past perfect, I have done, and the future perfect, I shall have done. See, those are all past tenses. But, I guess you have the simple past, you have I did, don't you? Past, present, we have I did, then I have done, I had done, and I shall have done. So, those are...
You can't bring the Greek over.
No, you can't, that's right. See, because those are different. See, if you don't have those fine packages, and the Hebrew is even more difficult, because the Hebrew generally has... But two main tenses as far as time, they have the perfect time and the imperfect time. Perfect being completed action, imperfect being incompleted action. Well, you have similar to that in Greek. But that's just about all. And then you have to figure out what combination of these you can do, you can make into other tenses, like you get into futures and so on. So this is what they're saying. They're saying you can't just bodily bring tense for tense and get an equation. That's why a lot of our King James Version, for example, translate certain things whereby we, as we think of a perfect, we think of the present perfect. I have done or having done. Well, that's all right for rule of thumb, but a lot of these fine little points that are taking different types of perfects or different types of aorists would be translated in English maybe by a different form of a word. See? So there's just so many ramifications of it. It's not as easy as it looks to bring things over. But for our purposes, as we translate, we try to get a formula, so that when we translate, you will know that we know that you know that it's imperfect, or that it's aorist, or that it's perfect, and so on. See, so that's the main thing. And then the fine points as to what the real meaning is, we get down along the many years later to see what it really should mean, the different possibilities. But the emphasis is the meaning of the root, the verb root. Now, the first perfect, top page 202, is the intensive perfect. It has the tense of the finished product, and it's directed at the results of an action. The existing fact is intensified. It's the emphatic method of presenting a fact or condition, saying something is, that's intensive. For instance, in Romans 14:23, but he who doubts is condemned if he eat. He is condemned. Intensive perfect, he's really condemned. He has been condemned. He now stands in a condemned state. See, he's already been condemned. So that's the intensive perfect to stress the thing that is. It's almost like a real strong present tense, right? He is condemned. He stands condemned. So that's the intensive. And then the consummative perfect, the other element of the perfect tense, the completed action, not just the intensive, but it's not an existing state, but a consummated process which is presented. So Acts 5:28, ye have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, peplerokate, ye have filled, after you've taught and taught and taught and taught, the result is, the culmination, the end result is, now Jerusalem is full. See? So it stresses the end of the action. Many, many times you've done all this, you've preached and you've taught, now it's full. So that would be your consummated perfect. Notice in the fine print of page 203 in Ana Mani, graphic distinction, the culminative aorist presenting the fact that the process has been completed, that's the line plus the dot, the durative plus the punctiliar point action, a consummated perfect, presenting the completed process, a line and a dot and then a dot, sort of tapering off, consummated perfect, culminative aorist. We haven't got the culminative sense, so that's similar. The intensive perfect, presenting the results of the completed process, the dot, going up to it, the point, and then the line after it. See, these distinctions are theoretical, but they sometimes help. Then the iterative perfect, the process of which the completion is represented in the perfect, may have been one of recurrent intervals rather than a continuous progress. So it's repeated action. For instance, John 1:18, no one has seen God at any time. Heorakin has seen, and a continued sense of continuously seeing him. It's an iterative type of perfect in the sense of that over and over again. Just like we have the iterative sense of the present tense or the imperfect. And usually perfect would not have that, but this is one of the special uses. Then top of 204, the dramatic perfect. It's a former classification. It's a separate classification. It's rhetorical application of the perfect tense. It represents an existing state. May be used for the purpose of describing a fact in an unusually vivid and realistic way. So the historical present and the dramatic aorist are used in the same sense, similar sense. The first thing you do, you know, he has done it, see. That's what we would say. The Greek would just say, pepoieke tuto. He has done it, see. Like intense perfect, dramatic perfect emphasize the results of an action. For instance, in Matthew 13:46, having gone out, he sold all that he had. Apelthon peprakan. He has sold. But not has sold, we would write, he sold. See, just once and for all, but it's a dramatic perfect. It emphasizes the fact that it's something that he's done, and it's the end of the of an action scene. That's the pearl of great price, parable. And it's the force, most forcible of the three other uses, dramatic perfect. It's the way of emphasizing something. Any questions then on that? That's 205. We stop right there at that juncture. Fine print. Any questions or comments on it? All right, we got through pretty well on time tonight, and we can study always in greater depth of all these tenses. And one of you, please close now in the word of prayer as the Lord would lead you.
Father, we thank you again for this time together around your word and around this language. And Father, we just think it's so precious, and we thank you that we have the opportunity to study it and get to know it better, Lord. And I pray you'd give us understanding hearts and minds that we might really grasp the truths here. And because of our understanding of it, Lord, that we might be better servants for you. Thank you for our teacher and him giving us precious time, Lord, and for enabling Ruth and I and Mr. Larson to come out and to study these things and help us to be good stewards of the things we learn. We might make application to our life and then use these things for thy service. And bless us now as we are dismissed in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Okay, keep up the good work. We'll see you next week.